Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the dreaded Bombogenesis, a.k.a. the bomb cycle, cyclone. It has come and gone, but the aftermath is still being felt. At least 2 people died, and just under 500,000 people are still without power. Now, some of those people will be in the dark for what they're saying multiple days. That's according to Puget Sound Energy. Now, my family and I were part of the 500,000 who lost power. Lights died around 7:30 last night. Still have not come back on. Last time I checked with my wife about 10 minutes ago. Still in the dark. Now, it's annoying, but it's not the end of the world. In fact, as I brushed my teeth in the dark this morning, mildly frustrated, it occurred to me that I was happy to have running water and flushable toilets. And that's when I asked myself, would you rather have electricity or running water? I'd prefer both, of course, but after a few seconds of consideration, I realized I'd rather have running water, because sure, it's no fun pooping in the cold dark, but it's less fun not being able to flush that poop away. That's how I see it anyway. Never gave it much thought until I asked myself, would you rather? And that's what we're doing today, backed by popular demand and the occasional polite request. We've brought back the Men's Room Random Would You Rather question. Call now, find out where you stand on a myriad of topics that you never bothered to think about.
Be part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,223. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people doing bad things in the news. You bring us 3 stories each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine who sucks the least. How's this week looking on Who Sucks Less?
Ted asked me that earlier. I said, oh, it's going to piss you off. And I was chatting with our very own Mike Hawk, who is now en route back to Seattle, apparently. But he said, this is how the system failed people edition. I would amend that to say how the system screws people over edition.
Okay.
All three stories. It's just going to piss you off.
All right.
Who Sucks Less is coming up. What else do we have for you? Oh, still looking for your $20 there on the coats for kids. We kicked that off on Monday. The goal, to put brand new coats on 2,500 kids in the Pacific Northwest over the wintertime. It's starting to get cold. There's 300,000 kids that live in Washington State in poverty. So for $20, it's brand new. It's an American-made coat, and you're doing a lot of good. So if you can head to KISW.com and make a donation, we would be greatly appreciated on that. And today, we're once again going to do the random Would You Rather question. It's kind of a quirky idea we came up with about a few weeks back. Seemed to work out the first time around. Basically, you call the program at 206-803-ROCK, and from there, we will ask you a Would You Rather question.
And it worked really well last time. Like we said, back by popular demand and the occasional polite request, but we're like, why the hell not? And it honestly did hit me this morning. Power went out around 7:30 last night. It is what it is. Ended up having kind of a fun night with the kids, hanging out on the couch, blah, blah, blah. This morning, not quite as awesome. Woke up. My wife's like, hey, man. When I woke up, I forgot the power had gone out, right? It's just not the first thing on my mind. But my wife's like, power's still not back. It's like, oh, God damn it. But get the kids ready. They still got to go to school. Thank God the school had electricity, so got them out of the house for a bit. But I'm brushing my teeth, and it's kind of dark, and I'm annoyed, but I realize I'm brushing my teeth because the water runs, and I realize I had to poop, and my toilet's going to flush. And that's when I really said, all right, man, if they said, look, this is going to last for the next month, I will go without the electricity and have the running water. Now, that said, Miles, we're outside smoking, and you're like, man, how about the food in your fridge? Now I'm feeling kind of hostile because I don't like grocery shopping, okay? But
this only happens when you stock your fridge. If it's empty, there's no power out.
Yeah, we literally mine
came back on after
shopping.
A few hours.
Yeah. We did it Sunday. I even went. We bought some things we don't normally buy because I'm there. And I'm like, well, let's try this, that, and the other. So spent the money, bought the crap. I think at this point, probably 80% of what's in the fridge is going to be junk.
Now,
the freezer, I have not even opened. And here's the thing that kills me about the fridge. And I know this sounds petty and stupid, but I'm not making this up. I just got a fresh six-pack last night. I drank one. I had the power's out, so I just wanted to keep the fridge closed. It's really going to trouble me to sit at home tonight if the power's still not back on, knowing that there's beer in the fridge. And even if it's a little warm, I'm willing to drink it.
Hey,
I just can't open the door.
Seriously, pro tip. There's been a growler in this refrigerator now for probably 6 months. So whatever beer is in there, it's bad.
Yeah.
All right? So pour that out. Rinse out that growler. Go over to the kegerator.
I might do that.
And fill yourself up a big growler. At least you have a couple cold beers by the time you get home.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I think I will actually do that tonight.
I don't know if our watering hole is going to have power yet.
Yeah, power went out there last night.
I heard that our good buddy there found a way to enlighten the bar when the power went out.
He was the perfect guy to have if there's a place. He's like, hey, man, I'll be right back. Because bartender's looking for, like, flashlights, a couple of candles, right? And this dude rolls in with a professional light source. I'll leave it at that. Yep. And just boom. Like, wow, man. That is a big, major difference.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
The VD.
Pro tip on Miles' idea about taking a growler. Do not empty the growler in the refrigerator because above the cabinets are three boxes of growlers.
Okay. Do they have lids?
Who cares? You take the lid off of it. You don't use an old six-month-old growler.
Well, I mean, I would. Look, desperate times for desperate measures, man.
I understand that.
And my wife
taking the cap off of one is fine, but if you have to sit there and rinse out and have stunky.
Doesn't have any caps in it.
Well, I will have a look for you. Okay. How's that? You
we appreciate it.
I care about your drinking.
And fill those up. And don't let anything.
That's how magic is made.
Yeah, not going that far.
Yeah.
Are you not going to fill it up for me?
No.
Wow.
Okay.
Almost a nice guy.
Thanks for the help.
That's actually a good tip, though. Seriously, I don't know when the power's going to come on. And we, you know, they said a couple of people are going to go days without power. And I thought, sure, if you live out in the middle of nowhere, that kind of thing. You know, if you're in Stanwood, you know, usually it takes longer.
Sure.
I talked to Taryn this morning. She's like, oh, no, man, I got my power back. Like, for real?
It looked like the east side just got demolished. As far as the power outages, the trees, all the, you know, the
it
real
It was nuts, man. We were driving home last night, and you know, traffic is messed up, as you'd expect. But at one point, we're on a pretty major road, and just traffic has come to a stop. I'm a very impatient person, so, of course, I'm cussing and all this. And then we see cars turning around. Couldn't figure out what it was. And then as we keep moving forward, I'm like, oh, it is this big-ass tree that has fallen across the road. And it's a major-ass road. And then I see, so...
Yeah, no lids.
No, there's no lids.
I told you.
Jesus. All right, I'm gonna take the old lid. So I get to this bar. I get a drink. About 5 minutes later, Ted shows up. I'm outside smoking. Ted just walks around the corner and is like, Jesus Christ, that was terrifying.
Yeah. When I left, the elevator in our building, like, stopped. Like,
oh, no.
Out of nowhere on, like, the third floor. So there's like a minute of me
there's
just...
There's no third floor on that elevator. You're in the middle of a shaft at that right. point. It doesn't stop there.
Right. And then so for about a minute, it just sat there, and I was about to start hitting the bell. Then it just slowly went and went down. So I was like already kind of shaken up by that. Somebody's like, did you use another elevator? I was like, no, I took the stairs down to my car. So then I'm driving, and as I'm getting off this exit... Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, is that lightning? Turns out it wasn't lightning. It was the power transformers blowing. Mm. So then the whole neighborhood's dark. It's a pretty big stoplight, right? There's two
it's
rows.
A major, yeah.
Right. So it's supposed to be a four-way stop. People don't know really what they're doing. I almost got clipped there. So, yeah, by the time I show up, I'm, like, shaking.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. And meanwhile, the wind is just whipping. No, there's, like, no. branches falling all over.
Also, you can't see people.
No.
Even people in crosswalks, yeah. everything else. It's impossible. I mean,
and when all those lights went out, man, and so we got off the beaten path, and we kind of cut through this residential neighborhood, which kind of made it worse because they have very few street lights in the first place. None of those are on, but all the houses are dark. And I didn't realize how much just house light kind of lit up that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving, and I'm like, man, we're going to end up, we almost, I don't think we almost hit them, but at the last second, I noticed a dude with his little kid walking a dog. And I'm like, man, if I were driving and not my wife, that would have been a fatality. Somehow she, I mean, but they're like wearing all black. I'm just like, come on, man, this sucks.
Then I spent the rest of the night like a St. Bernard. Because I had my headlamp on, because, again, I had to pee at home when it was dark.
You're walking around with a headlamp on?
Well, I just had it around my neck, so I showed up at the bar, and we were like, is that your headlamp? I was like, yeah. I'm like, I'm shook. I never know when the power's going out anywhere. So I had gone to a different neighborhood, actually, well, the Westie, because they had power, but I still had my little, I still had it around my neck, because I was like, I don't know. You never know when the power's going
to
go out.
That's exactly it, man. I thought for sure, because when we went to bed, they were saying, your power in my particular area probably be back around 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, cool. So I went to bed like, all right, man. Woke up. Nope. And still, again, as of 2 o'clock, still not on.
Yeah.
I'll keep checking with the wife.
So that means you have no Wi-Fi. You don't have anything.
No, and that's the thing. I forgot about that part. So
right.
I go on. So typically, I get out of bed, you deal with the kids, and I get on the computer to start prepping for work. You cannot get onto the internet. And usually, it shouldn't be a problem. But I gave up, and then my wife came home from dropping off the kids. She has a Wi-Fi hotspot on her phone. So she goes, like, basically, you can't use the internet if you don't have my phone. I said, well, at this point, I've already given up. I'll just go into work early, which is fine. But I said, you know, the whole thing this morning, I'm like, would you rather running water or electricity? I went with the running water. I'm like, okay. And then a couple of texts come in. Says, you know, growing up living off of well water, when the power went out, so did your water, because the well pump had no power.
Yes.
Someone else adds, try living on a well. No electricity equals no water either. Country life. Good times.
Definitely. I mean, that's why you people have generators.
Well, that's
hopefully,
true.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully, yeah.
Okay, it is our random would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK. Let's hit this thing.
Hello, Marty. Welcome to the men's room. Random. Hello, Marty. There you are.
Marty. Marty Ola.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay. I missed it. Licking your turkey and whores.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, Mark.
Wait, did you say herky and whores?
No. Liquor, turkey, and whores.
Ah, okay.
Yes, all it's right. a holiday greeting.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah, there
right.
we go.
All right, Marty. Okay, so the first question on the Would You Rather, random question. So, Marty, this morning, I had to go to the doctor's office because I'm still not done with the shots that I have to take. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to get hot already. But
this for what day? For the safari?
Yeah, I'm going to go see my daughter. She lives in Africa and she's working for the Peace Corps. So this is my second round of shots. All right. Today I got the yellow fever, and I got hepatitis B.
Man, hepatitis B, people are kind of familiar with. Yellow fever to me is like something I heard about. Yeah. As a child, but nothing to ever worry about.
But this is one of those things where I tell you, like, look, you're probably going to be sick because you got yellow fever now. So you're going to get some hot flashes and, you know, things like if you were to have a fever.
Because they gave you yellow fever.
Correct. So that was fun. So in that vein, the would you rather question. If you could get drunk, would you rather get drunk with an elephant or a chimpanzee?
Ooh.
It's just like question. Your buddy kind of thing?
We're drinking. We're drinking together.
All right, so it's not going to attack you.
You don't know that. I don't know. Your friend might attack you in a bar.
If they're a bad drunk. Right.
Right. I mean, you just don't know how that's going to shake down. So you're going to get drunk. Are you getting drunk with an elephant or a chimpanzee?
Well, let me see. I'll just tell you about the yellow fever first. We were the first ones into Kenya 3 days after they lifted COVID restrictions. So I know all about that shot. And I didn't get that sick. It knocked my wife on her ass. So just get that out of the way.
Yeah, I know.
How many shots?
Okay.
Like 10? Oh, sorry.
I think I'm on number 7 right now.
And you got to get 3 more after this?
I have to get one more hepatitis B, but I don't have to do it until next year.
All right.
So that's a 2 standard. Yeah. Kind of like the shingle shot I took, which knocked me on my ass, too. Okay. So what do you think, elephant or chimpanzee?
I'm going to go with chimpanzee because when we were there, it was a drought, and the elephants were coming into the villages to, and kill people to get water, and I can maybe handle a chimpanzee, even though they are mean little suckers, but at least I have a chance against one of them when they're drunk. You just don't know what kind of drunk they are, right? They could be a happy drunk or they could be a mean drunk.
I think chimpanzees are mean all the time, and I'm going to disagree with you. Just simply on this. One, you do not have a chance against the chimpanzee or the elephant.
Right.
The elephant, I feel like if things go south, it's a much quicker thing, right? Because it's headbutt. Somebody sent us a video of an elephant basically trampling a guy. It was a video I will remember forever, but I will add that it was very quick. Like, there was no...
Yeah.
The elephant kept beating the crap out of the guy.
Can I have a gun when I'm drinking with him?
Nope. You're just sitting
there drinking with an elephant or a chimpanzee. A chimpanzee has the power of ripping off your genitalia. That's where they go first. They will eat your face off. You will be alive during this process.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I picked the elephant. Like, if it's going to go south, it's just done when the elephant makes the decision.
I also just feel like I have a better chance of befriending an elephant.
I feel like they'd have better stories.
Yeah.
Okay, I changed my mind. I'm going with the elephant.
All right.
Talk to Adam.
Well, we know for a fact that when the elephants in India do their thing and they go into the villages to drink whatever is fermenting, whether that's actual human consumption, wine, or
it's supposed to be
fruits that has been sitting out, whatever the deal is, they kind of go on a rampage through town.
Because they get really drunk. Well, keep in mind.
They flip cars. They do those things. They don't necessarily attack individual people as much as they just do mayhem.
Yeah, well, I'm drunk, too. So, hey, you know what? Let's go flip some cars.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I kind of hang out with them.
I'll help you.
Yeah. Okay. Like, the chimp is like, he's going to attack you at any moment. He's a hothead. And I'm not saying the elephant can't turn on me. I just feel like I have a better shot of hanging with the elephant.
I feel the difference between an elephant and a chimpanzee as far as drinking goes is, you're right, the elephant... Maybe we get into some drunken argument and it takes me out. But the chimpanzee, I feel like, is looking for a reason to fight.
Yeah.
And you meet those guys at the bar. No matter what you say, they're going to be disagreeable, want to take it outside. Where the elephant, I feel like, can be pretty patient. Better chance of leaving buddies.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm kind of down with destroying the town with the elephant.
Yeah. Chimpanzee, if it was any other primates, then maybe I would pick that other primate.
Really?
Sure. Like an orangutan just seems like the guy that you sit down and have a Miller High Light with.
Yeah.
A little
slower
bit more
pace.
Chill, you know, just kind of sipping on the beer. Chimpanzee, I just don't know when he's going to turn.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't, for whatever, gorilla seems like, you know.
I drink with the gorilla.
Yeah, I like the orangutan.
I think
it does seem like the chillest
of
the primates.
The primates, I think I'm drinking with an orangutan. I'm not saying they can't do damage to you.
They could.
But they can really reach far for a beer. I feel like they'd pop the cap for you, you know, maybe kiss the top like Zach Wilde.
Yeah, every once in a while he leans over and just slaps you and he's like, hey. Yep, yep. It's like an old Italian guy that you know from your family. It's like, oh, hey, I love you.
Reason we asked, would you rather get drunk with an elephant or a chimpanzee? Survey says that even bugs get the blues. And what do? When they get depressed, they get drunk. And they are not the only species besides humans. A new study reveals more on nature's hidden happy hour, in which a diverse group of animals are revealed to take part in drinking getting drunk in the great outdoors. And also, a lot of these animals, they are enjoying marijuana and magical mushrooms. And
that I knew, because deer will eat weed for sure.
So they'll take it to another level. Evidence is growing that humans are not drinking alone, according to Trends in Ecology and Evolution. One of the study's co-authors told The Guardian that intoxicating ethanol includes, which is infused in nectar, sap, and fruit, have fermented and is quite abundant in the natural world. We would know that, but it exists in almost every ecosystem on the planet. So creatures who like to get hammered and drunk include wild chimpanzees.
See?
Wow. Spider monkeys. Elephants.
Spider monkeys always act drunk to me.
Yep. Tree shrews have all been observed, either enjoying some of Mother Nature's DIY cocktails. It's not really clear whether or not or why certain species are itching for their alcohol fix. In fact, they may seek it out only when ethanol levels are too low to detect or unfermented fruit is hard to find. What is clear is some of the unusual behavior that various species exhibit after they've been drinking some of Mother Nature's cocktails. Insects seem to be especially affected. Male fruit flies.
Oh, is this back to the dejected male fruit fly?
Yeah, if they get turned down, they go looking for a drink. Not unlike people.
They gravitate toward the hard stuff when they've been rebuffed by a potential mate. Female bugs of the related species, they completely lose their inhibitions, which makes it worse for the other drunk bugs.
So now she's like a drunken whore.
But not with you.
So I'm drinking because you turned me down, but you're throwing that ass to every other fruit fly.
So now I'm going to get drunk because the hell of it.
Oh, that's an angry dude in the corner.
Oh, yes, that's got to suck, man.
Not only
he can't leave the bar.
Yeah, not only do they lose their inhibitions, but they hook up, as they say, sexcapade style with multiple male partners at the time of their boozing. And
choo-choo.
While some animals react much the same way humans do after they've had too much, Guardian does cite one case where a Swedish moose got its head stuck in a tree after eating too many fermented apples. One species in particular, the Oriental hornet, can seemingly suck down an unlimited amount of alcohol and barely even catch a buzz.
We used to work with him. His name was Matt Tacka.
More of the random would you rather question coming up. 206-803-ROUT.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Once again, it is the random would you rather question. 206-803-ROCK. Let's try this thing again.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola. Dave, welcome to the program. And the random would you rather question. Okay. Let's go with this one. Would you rather be stabbed 8 times or shot 9 times? Would you rather be stabbed 8 times or shot 9 times?
Wow.
I mean, there's no good answer on this.
No,
you know?
But would you rather have that happen to you or be shot 9 times?
Oh. Well, I guess if you're going to die, you might as well get shot 9 times. And...
Well, in this case, you're not going
to
die.
We're not saying you're going to die.
Yes.
This just happens to you.
Well, if I'm not going to die, I'd probably take getting shot 9 times.
Do you think it might cauterize better?
It might. I don't know that.
It depends on where you get shot.
To me, it's the speed of it, right? So if someone stabs you 8 quick times, like in prison, right? You know, that's one thing. Or if someone's just going to pop off the gun and shoot you 9 times, okay. Or does this person, like, shoot me once in the knee and drop me, and then in their anger and rage as they're telling me whatever it is they're mad about, they keep popping off shots, like, once every 10 seconds. Yep. Same thing with the stabbing, like... If it's quick stabbing, I think I take stabbing. If it's like serial killer stabbing where it's going to take them 3 minutes to stab me 8 times, then I'm taking getting shot.
Right.
So I think in the end, well, I'm going to take getting shot.
People get stabbed and they don't know they've been stabbed.
Sure. Yeah.
So as far as
it doesn't mean you're
not saying all stabs, any slashes?
I'm not saying it's not going to hurt later. And I'll hurt a lot later, but the people are often shocked to find out
that they've been stabbed.
That has happened to them.
Yeah,
when you get shot, I don't think the movie's really. I mean, it's like
I think you know.
You know, like, I don't.
Think I still think I'm taking getting shot though.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah,
man. I don't know because even guys who wear like a bulletproof vest, or I should say, bullet retardant vest, say like, look, the bullet does not break your skin. It does not mean it doesn't hurt. And the explanation I heard, it's like someone takes a sledgehammer and hits you in the chest. Like if they're shooting you in the chest. So I'm like. In that case, hell, I'd rather be shot than get hit with a sledgehammer, to be honest with you. Well, so if it feels like that alone, I mean, think about it, man. Somebody has a sledgehammer or a gun, like, just shoot me, man.
The reason we asked, would you rather be stabbed 8 times or shot 9 times? Just two people you know that you have heard of. Former NBA star Paul Pierce said he toted a gun at all times for 2 years after he was stabbed in 2000 at a Boston nightclub. And that he walked around prepared to kill somebody. It was so bad I couldn't even sleep, he said. He was stabbed multiple times at the Buzz Club. Don't get stung by the buzz. Just before the start of his third NBA season.
That's what they said. Zap, zap, zap.
I had to have 24-hour police surveillance in my house. That's how paranoid I was. It changes you, dude. You don't know where to go. You don't know who to look at. You're on your toes. You're really on your toes. Man, like, I'll kill somebody. So he was stabbed 8 times in the back and stomach at the club, which is no longer in operation, after a conversation with a woman.
Uh-huh.
Shocking. William Ragland was found guilty of the stabbings and was sentenced to 10 years in prison, while another man, Trevor Watson, was sentenced to 1 year for hitting Pierce during the attack. On the flip side, as far as being shot, 50 Cent. They say the world of hip-hop has seen its share of tragedies and triumphs, but few stories are as remarkable as that of Curtis Jackson, who is 50 Cent, who was shot 9 times in an attack. His journey from the brink of death to becoming a cultural icon is nothing, they say, short of extraordinary. The incident happened again in the year 2000. He was shot 9 times outside of his grandmother's home in South Jamaica, Queens. It was a targeted hit. The assailants were believed to be connected to rival gangs. The sheer number of shots fired, 9 in total, should have been fatal. Yet 50 Cent defied those odds.
Yeah, if you get shot 9 times, people probably assume we did the job. Are you taking shooting or stabbing, then?
Shooting.
Taking the shooting?
And I think 50 got one of those, like, went, I think there was mouth.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing either of those guys survived that.
But. Yeah, no kidding. Because that obviously was
shot through the mouth.
Shot through the mouth, and you're to blame.
I also, like, look, it's going to suck overall, right? Getting stabbed or getting shot. I'm just thinking about the story. So I feel like I'd rather be like, yeah, man, they hit me 9 times. Could stop me.
Yeah. But it's still, but if you told me that story, right? We're sitting at the bar and you're like, hey, man, you know, I got shot 9 times in 2000. I look at you and say, brother, bad year for me, too. I was stabbed 8 times at a club. I feel like we're on equal footing at that point.
See, to me, it depends on where I live. USA, shoot me. If I'm in, like, England,
stab me.
Stab me.
Right, because that's the general tool of violence, right?
Correct.
Well, okay.
Right, because you got like, your soccer hooligans and all that thing in England, but they're not rolling with guns, they roll with knives. So you're right. If I'm in London and I'm telling the story of getting attacked, the stabbing makes much more sense.
And that was the last time I went to Glasgow.
Yeah, there's something, I don't know, nobody wants to be shot, but there is a badass, to me, kind of a thing about it if you survive, right?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Unless, you know, worst case scenario, you have to live a compromised life, so to speak.
I mean, Fetty did okay. Whatever injuries he sustained, he clearly is not
exactly
through.
You know, if you're paralyzed or whatever the deal is, that's a different case scenario. But as far as just, you know, the street cred involved, I think it would be better to be shot than stabbed. As far as, like, look, you could die by a mosquito bite.
Well, correct.
You could also die by a shark bite. I'm just saying.
As far as the coolness factor goes.
The coolness factor goes, it seems like it would lean more that way. Like, I survived being shot, because you shouldn't.
Okay, you're not wrong. But what I would say, so the average person doesn't even have been shot nor stabbed even once, right? But you drop, I've been shot 9 times. Definitely got the cred. But even if you don't have that story, and I roll into the same bar and say, man, I was stabbed 8 times.
Okay.
I feel like, it's not like anyone's going to say,
Well, but I'm going to ask you questions.
Get like your bitch ass stabbing.
Okay, what, with a paring knife?
Look, I don't know what kind of knife it was.
Was it a steak knife?
I was talking to a chick at a club, right?
I mean, look.
Because you got shot, but you're sitting in a car instead of Meemaw's house.
Well, it doesn't matter. I got shot. I mean,
well, I mean, he was selling drugs.
I know. Outside of Meemaw's house.
I mean, you're right. When you say Meemaw's house, though, it sounds
Because that's what it was. I'm not saying either one of them is not bad.
It was a bad neighborhood. He was outside of his grandmother's
house. Meemaw, I've been shot.
Right. I mean,
Meemaw, get my gat.
Oh, no.
Buckwheat.
Right, Meemaw.
Let's go to the videotape.
Miles was right, too. Somebody just called in and said, I got stabbed once. I didn't even know till the next day.
Jesus.
Damn. But like my buddy that got stabbed at the Rural Farms.
He knew right then.
He knew right then.
But that was a sandwich knife. You see what I'm saying?
And he almost died. Because, I mean, the guy stabbed him in the back and it collapsed his lung.
Wait, did he use the sandwich knife? The serrated knife?
Yeah. Not the serrated one. He was using like the standard giant knife.
Like chef knife.
Right, because he's like cutting up chicken and everything.
Okay, all right. I mean, I hate to bring this up, Ted, but you had someone you knew.
Correct.
Who passed away also from being shot with a BB gun.
Oh, that is correct.
So okay,
it is possible.
I was shot, but it's like, okay, you're telling me you died because you got hit with a BB gun?
Man, this dude's alive and got shot 9 times.
So to me, that's the equivalent of the sandwich knife getting stabbed. It's just like, you know, like if you got a big buckaroo, you know, Crocodile Dundee knife or whatever the hell. All right, that Brambo, that's badass, but you get stabbed with a knife that cuts bread in half.
But it wasn't the serrated knife.
Yeah, I mean, but still. Like,
wait a minute. You got stabbed with a bread knife.
You got to fight with a guy making a sandwich?
God, it was that guy's first
life. Why would you do that?
Right.
Like, he's making your food. One thing we know is do not mess with people who make your food.
I mean, you're right. We never thought him just being like, can you please hurry up, was going to lead to
a stabbing.
That's true. Do you want to take it outside? Back and forth. My buddy doesn't miss a beat. Like, F you. I'll go outside. Okay. Right now.
All right.
Look, we just didn't know he was going to bring a knife and stab him in the back. Literally.
Well, that's when you ask. All right, we can take it outside. Are you bringing any weapons? If the answer is yes, then take your time on the sandwich.
Yeah, that's the worst part. I don't think we ever got those sandwiches.
You did not get that sandwich.
No.
So does that mean our sandwich is delayed, or how does that work?
Right. Are you going to finish making the sandwich now that you've stabbed my buddy?
I mean, we're still hungry.
Don't use that knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not wing sauce.
Hello, Gwen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Gwen, welcome to the program. And the random would you rather question. All right, we're going to stick with violence once again. Gwen, would you rather get punched in the face or hit with a taser?
Ooh.
Punched in the face.
Punched in the face.
I'll
get the punch in the face.
Wait, you've been tasered?
Yes.
Why were you tasered?
Well, I was a bit of an unruly teen. The cops didn't like that very much when I tried to kick him in the...
Yeah?
Between the legs. And, yeah, well...
Wait, what were you doing that the cops had to show up? What was going down when the cops showed up and you decided to try to kick him in the penis?
Fights at school. I think that time I ended up having a knife on me.
So you had a knife pulled on you, or you had a knife on you?
I pulled the knife.
You pulled a knife.
She had the knife.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
What kind of knife was it? Was it one of these bitch-ass sandwich knives that Miles can't stand?
Gwen, have you ever stabbed anyone? Or
I have not, no, but I have kicked a lot of people's behinds.
All right. And what is your preferred method? Ground and pound? I mean, what is your deal?
Kiss. All the way.
That's what I mean.
All right. So you've obviously been punched in the face. You've also been tased. I've been punched in the face. I know what that feels like. And the description I think best fits it is it feels bad. But as far as getting tased, what is the general sensation? Do you lose control of your body? Do you drop immediately? What?
I dropped immediately. I lost all control of my muscles. Everything kind of just went, and then you just fall.
Okay.
Just,
did you pee or poop yourself at all?
I did not.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Gwen.
Depends on how long the tase is.
Was it painful? And when it was done and over, you know, did you have any lingering pain?
Right.
Because you get punched in the face, right? Your adrenaline's rolling. You might not feel that for the next day or two, but you're having a hard time chewing. Things are settling in.
It's not much pitting for me. I'm going to get kicked in the face, hit in the face, whatever. I'm going to feel it within 2 days.
All right.
That's expected.
See, I think I would rather get tased because I don't see that pain lingering for that long.
No, I mean, I didn't have, like, the police one.
It doesn't linger that long at all. It's just, like, when it happens, your brain just kind of, crap, this hurts.
Yeah, it's super painful, but it happened. You're right, Miles. There's no like lingering effect.
That's what I'm saying.
You just seize up.
I'd rather deal with those 30 seconds, 60 seconds than 3 days of eating soft foods and, you know.
Exactly.
That's also why when you see those videos of like the cops tasing somebody and they're just standing there.
Yeah.
You're like, what is that dude on?
Or like,
how is he like a superhuman? Yeah.
Math.
The ones that get me are the ones that get tased and they're still standing toe-to-toe with you.
Okay.
I don't know how they do.
A lot of times it's PCP. It was an episode of Cops, I think it was. And they had this guy handcuffed, all right? And because he's on PCP, he has, you know, some abnormal strength going on. It's like five cops trying to deal with this guy. Like I said, he's already in handcuffs. He takes off running. They hit him with the taser. He's still running. And the cops just look at each other like, you've got to be effing kidding.
So did you get kicked out of school because you had a knife at school? I mean, were there more ramifications?
No, that wasn't the reason why I got kicked out of my home school district. It was mostly fighting rather than, you know, having a weapon.
Okay.
The weapon came a couple years after being in an alternative educational environment.
Gotcha.
So they sent you to the bad kid school and it made you worse?
Yeah, kind of. I was surrounded by more terrible kids. So
Well, it's kind of the irony of it. Like, we'll send them to this place with like-minded people.
You can learn a lot in jail.
Yeah.
Was it the prong tasers?
The ones you shoot out.
Okay. And did you drop? Did you fall to the ground?
I did. Yes. Not even a second.
Does it sting until they take them out, or is it just one initial jolt and that's it? Can't really remember?
No, not really. I try to clear a lot of that out of my mind. But what I do remember, as soon as they shot it, within about a second, maybe two, it was just jolt. Instant stiffness, fell to the ground, and then I was just kind of like shooken up. I didn't really want to move.
Now, did you go to jail at that point?
I did not. No, I never had jail time or juvenile time while I was there. I did go to jail, though, for 2 months after I missed the court date.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Now, why did you miss the court date? I have to ask. That's the easiest thing you can do.
It's something stupid. I updated my new address. My PO officer didn't save it when I ran into him. And I explained it. He's like, oh, yeah, I did forget to save that. And I still end up having to get put away.
Okay. All right.
What do you do now, Gwen? I'm curious.
They don't mess around with us.
What do you do now? You have kids? You're married? You got a job?
I'm not married. I have two jobs, two kids. I currently work in the Olympia area. So.
Okay. Do the kids know any of these stories?
They know that I was a troubled teen.
Okay.
But they do not know the extent of what I've done. All right.
How about specifics?
Yes. That's what I call true parenting right there. There are things that they know, but the details of it, like, you don't need to know that.
Was their dad involved in the same type of activity with you when you guys were growing up?
No, I didn't meet their dad until well after all that happened.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Man, oh, man.
I think I'm getting tased. I'm dead serious.
Ted, you've done both. I mean, you did a boxing match and you got tased.
Getting punched in the face, it's just one of those. It's the lead up. It's all that, you know, hands behind your back. All right, here we go. Bam, man. And I know how bad it could knock you. I know how bad getting punched in the face hurts. So
I would take tase every day of the week.
Yeah, I think really? I definitely would go taser.
Then I'll go tase. I'm basing this on Ted, based on the fact I've witnessed you deal with both of these things.
I don't even care if you got boxing gloves on. I still would rather be tased than hit on the button.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you see boxers get knocked out all the time. So
I mean, we don't... Right, okay. Like when I was in my like late 20s and 30s, right, you'd still have buddies once in a while that would get really rowdy and start talking ass to people in a bar. And me and my one friend, that was always our line. Like, okay, you want to get in this fight? Yeah, man, I'm going to fight this dude. All right, when's the last time you got punched in the face? If they don't know, they're not ready for a fight.
No.
So I'm saying, get punched in the face sucks.
Yeah. Like, you'd think by our age that we've reached a point in our life, well, that will never happen again.
Hopefully.
But when you read the news, you realize the people who are getting punched in the face.
Oh, yeah.
It's all ages. I mean, senior centers.
And it's over anything.
You know, the Villages in Florida. Mike Tyson. I mean,
right.
NFL game.
You don't think yeah, right. You don't think at 58 years old. Or however old you are, those days hopefully are behind you, but that doesn't mean that those days are behind you at all. You're just being naive about it.
Right. You might not pick a fight. It does not mean you're not going to get punched in the face.
And right, I mean, Thrills told a story, like, you just also never know size-wise, whether they're bigger or smaller. Like, some dudes could just punch people.
Well,
my
version of this was a cop's going to punch you or a cop's going to tase you.
Oh, I'll take
the tase.
My money says a cop can throw a pretty hard punch, so I would.
Yeah.
I'd rather take the taser every day of the week.
I'd take the tase.
All right, would you take a taser or being hit by rubber bullets?
Tase.
I think I'm
still taking the taser. I mean, still a projectile.
The taser is absolutely awful, but just given these other options?
Well, the rubber bullets are going to hurt the next day.
All right, would you rather take rubber bullets or, not tear gas, what's the other one they have?
Mace?
Pepper spray?
Yeah, pepper spray.
Right, in that case, hit me with that rubber bullet.
Oh, really? You're taking a rubber bullet over the pepper spray?
I've only been pepper sprayed on the arm, and Jesus, that was bad.
I was pepper sprayed, and it's just a long, narrow bar, and someone just did a small amount up front. No one knew they did it, and we hear all these people coughing. It kind of rolled back and hit our table. We're sitting in the back, man, and it is extraordinary, and I was not pepper sprayed in the face. Again, I was just in a bar, not even a room. Yeah. We're talking a full bar on the opposite side, and it was bad. I might take the rubber bullet, man.
Yeah, I mean, I had a buddy back in the day. He used to come into the bar and drink, right? And he was a PG County cop. So he's like, come down. I'll take you on a ride along, right? Like down in Oxon Hill in the hood. I'm like, this could be great. So as I'm in like the waiting area, all of a sudden you see all these cops on the shift just walking out. This one dude just looks at me and he's like, you better get outside. I'm like, what's going on? And somebody had discharged pepper spray by mistake. And it was so bad in there. They were all walking outside. So I'm telling you, like, pepper spray is brutal.
It really is.
I mean, when you see those videos of, like, forget the cops, like, people at protests, like, doing it to each other on opposite
directly
sides.
Directly in their face.
It's like, like, you got to know. Like, for instance, my niece is going through the academy down in Charleston, right? Part of that is, like, she had to get pepper sprayed so she doesn't just dish it out to people.
Police academy?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, God.
Yeah, all that stuff. Because that's what I'm saying. That when you have just normal randos, citizens, that have no idea that pain, like, you wouldn't spray it that generously.
You really can't. A dabble, do you?
Reason we ask, would you rather get punched in the face or hit with a taser? It's not even Thanksgiving yet. Family's already doing it again. 61-year-old woman in Florida named Cheryl Hyatt was arrested last week during a domestic disturbance. She apparently flipped out when her daughter said she wanted to leave and live with her dad. Cheryl's 90-year-old mom was there at the time. Cheryl was so upset at her daughter that she pulled out a taser and a kitchen knife.
Jesus.
Pointed them both at their daughter and her mother and shouted, I have a taser, I also have a knife, and I have pepper spray. Who's first? She also blocked the door to keep them from leaving, but the daughter eventually escaped through the garage.
Why did the daughter want to move out? I don't get it.
How old's the daughter?
It does not say. The mom is 61 years old. I'm assuming she's an adult.
I would think.
Gracious. The grandmother removed a barricade to get through the front door. No one
91 years old. Like, I can move a barricade.
Now, see, that's a meemaw.
More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.